Welcome to KHD Bible Study Podcast. My name is Reb Emanuel. I'm a teacher and an elder at Kehilat HaDerech Messianic Synagogue in New York City. Each week, I lead a detailed study from a Messianic Jewish perspective into the Holy Scriptures, chapter by chapter, adding historical context to the events, people, and places. Each week, passionate people gather to read the scriptures, discuss the significance, and ask questions that help to bring out a deeper understanding of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We hope you will join us as we explore the 12 prophets. Thank you very much for coming. Tonight, we look at the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi is one of the most beautiful books of the Treasar, but you have to step back and read it. It's not something that just hits you in the head with beautiful poetry. As a matter of fact, it's short and concise. Some commentators, I read a number of them this week and last week, say that the style is lacking in poetry, even unimaginative and even ordinary. Of course, I disagree. What the book lacks in poetry is more than overcome by the narrative style of this writer, of this prophet. The voice of the prophet almost disappears, and what we hear instead is the voice of Adonai extremely clearly speaking to us as if he were here with us today. God is talking to his people across the generations about what is going to happen in the future, and he encourages them, who at that time were stuck in the mud, to look forward to his servant who will appear when they least expect him. Before we begin reading the book of Malachi in its entirety, let's look at the author and the setting. There is no absolute certainty on the dates when Malachi wrote his book. The time is definitely after the return of the remnant of Judah to the new Persian providence of Yahudi. There is no absolute certainty on the dates when Malachi wrote his book. The time is definitely after the return of the remnants of Judah to the new Persian providence of Yahudi, Medinata, which would eventually be recalled or renamed as Judea. Some sources place Malachi about 100 years after Zechariah. The Jewish Encyclopedia offers the date range of 432 to 424. And I can tell you that there have been some modern scholars who have looked at his work and saw Greek influence in some of his writings, his styles. I don't so much believe in that. I think that that's a matter of translation. Events inside the book indicate that the Second Temple had been rebuilt. We know this building was not as beautiful as Solomon's Temple, and it was not as glorious as the one that King Herod would build many years later. The land was still suffering from drought, poor harvest, and miserable conditions. It's obvious from the text that the priesthood was beginning to fall into corruption during this time period. Ezra has passed. All his reforms are in place. The people have begun to fall into various groups of people. The people have fallen away from the true worship, and of those who do offer tithes and offerings, the animals do not meet the requirements of the Torah. Malachi, whose name means messenger or my angel, is actually pronounced Malachi in Hebrew. Some Jewish rabbis from the Middle Ages believe that Malachi was written by Mordecai, while others believe it was Ezra. We will operate under the assumption from Malachi 1, verse 1, that the book was written by a person named Malachi, and not earlier prophets or government administrators. The book of Malachi, when it is read from or studied from Jewish manuscripts, only has three chapters. While the Greek Septuagint and the Latin Vulgate add four chapters for the book of Malachi. And of course, the extremely popular King James Version, which was written in the 1600s, expanded it. The book of Malachi to four chapters. We will be reading in the English translation of the Jewish manuscripts, which is the source of the Tree of Life version and the complete Jewish Bible. Malachi begins by revealing that Adonai loved the children of Jacob. Many of us see love as fleeting. Sometimes that temporary passion that flames brightly and then burns out just as quick is what we call love. It's only a piece of the picture. We mistake the biochemical reaction of attraction for love. The biochemical passions that we feel when a man loves a woman is not meant to be the end all, the finish, the closing of the story of love. Any mother can tell you that. In fact, when two people have loved one another and they reach old age, when that one person who's no longer able has their arm held steady by the other, when the one person wipes the mouth of the other because their lips have failed, and when they have reached the age where one needs to dress the other, and they look past the skin that has fallen, and they don't see the lines of age or even the silver hair anymore, but instead they look into that person's face and they see the radiance of youth in the face of age, then love, human love, at least the love between a man and a woman, has been fully fulfilled. Now imagine a creator who has seen you as a child emerge from your mother's womb, helpless, grasping for breath, a being not bound by time, who watches generations spring forth. Some of his children, even whole generations, are devoted, dependent, and others are rebellious and challenging to love. Yet, in the end, the children remember the devotion their fathers had, and they put away all rebellion, all sadness, and they delight in their creator, their helper, the father, the God of Israel. This is the love that Adonai has for the house of Jacob, the children of Israel. He calls them the children of Israel. He lives an eternity, and his children are there working with him. Let that sink into your thoughts for a moment. The Torah and our lives, the lives that we're living right now, are a reflection of eternity, looking backward to our childhood from eternity. Is this life real? Yes, it is. This is not a simulation. This is not a motion picture with 3D glasses. It's not a theatrical performance where we're sitting in the audience watching people on stage. This life is very real, and we have a choice to reject our future or to embrace our destiny. When Adonai said to Malachi in verse 2 of chapter 1, "I loved you," says Adonai, he speaks from eternity. Rest assured, the constraints of time and space do not apply to him. He created time and space, both heaven and earth. It is the declaration of Adonai, "Yet I loved Jacob and Esau I hated." Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. When the maker of heaven and earth declares by his own name, it is unchangeable. The people of Esau have been a problem from the womb. They still exist today. They attack and brutalize the people of Adonai today. They lost their ancestral homes, and one day they will lose their identity. In that day, their children will be ashamed of the deeds of their fathers and seek refuge in the Maker of Heaven. All of that comes off in the first few verses of Malachi. And now, let us read the book of Malachi.
An oracle, the word of Adonai to Israel by Malachi. "I loved you," says Adonai, "but you say, 'How have you loved us?' Was Esau not Jacob's brother?" It is the declaration of Adonai, "Yet I love Jacob, and Esau I hated. I made his hills a wasteland and gave his inheritance to jackals of the wilderness. For Edom may say, 'We have been beaten down, but we will return and rebuild the ruins.' Thus Adonai Savo'od says, They may rebuild, but I will tear down. They will be called a wicked territory, the people of Adonai denounced forever. So you will see and you will say, may Adonai be magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father and a servant his master. So if I am father, where is my honor? If I am master, where is my reverence? Says Adonai Sevaot, you Kohanim who despise my name. But you say, how did we despise your name? By offering defiled bread on my altar. But you say, how did we defile you when you say the table of Adonai is despicable? When you bring a blind one as sacrifice, is it not wrong? Or when you bring a lame or sick one, is it not wrong? Offer them now to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Or will he acknowledge you favorably? Says Adonai Sevaot. So now, implore God's favor. Then will he be gracious to us. Since this has come from your hands, will he accept any of it from you? Says Adonai Sevaot. If just one of you would shut the doors and not light my altar uselessly, I have no delight in you, says Adonai Sevaot, nor will I accept any offering from your hand. For from sunrise to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place, incense will be offered to my name with a pure grain offering, for my name will be great among the nations, says Adonai Sevaot. But you are profaning it when you say, the table of Adonai is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food, despicable. You also say, it's so tedious, and you sniffed at it, says Adonai Sevaot. So you bring plunder, the lame and the sick. Then you bring them as the offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says Adonai? Moreover, cursed is a deceiver who has in his flock a male, but makes a vow and sacrifices something blemished to my Lord. For I am a great king, says Adonai Sevaot, and my name shall be revered among the nations.
Malachi chapter 2. So now, Kohanim, this commandment is for you. If you will not listen, and if you will not take to heart to give glory to my name, says Adonai Sevaot, then I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, indeed, I have cursed them because you did not take it to heart. Behold, I am rebuking the seed on account of you, and will spread dung on your faces, the dung of your festivals, and take you away together with it. Then you will know that I have sent this command to you to be my covenant with Levi, says Adonai Sabaoth. My covenant was with him for life and shalom, and I gave them to him for reverence. So he revered me, and he was awestruck by my name. The instruction of truth was in his mouth. Injustice was not found on his lips. In shalom and uprightness, he walked with me, and he turned many from iniquity. For a Kohen's lips should guard knowledge, and instruction must be sought from his mouth, for he is a messenger of Adonai Savo. But you have turned away from the way. You have caused many to stumble in Torah by the instruction. You corrupted the covenant of the Levites, says Adonai Sabaoth. So I also have made you despised and lowly to all the people, because you are not keeping my ways, but show favoritism in Torah. Do we not all have one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, a man against his brother, defiling the covenant of our fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, an abomination done in Israel, even in Jerusalem. But Judah has defiled Adonai's sanctuary, which he loves, and married the daughter of a foreign god. Adonai will cut off the man who does this until he is cast from the tents of Jacob and from offering a gift to Adonai, Sabaoth. Secondly, you do this. Tears cover the altar of Adonai. You are weeping and groaning because he no longer accepts the offering or receives it favorably from your hand. Yet you say, why? Because Adonai bears witness between you and the wife of your youth, whom you have treated deceitfully. Yet she has been your companion and your wife by covenant. Did the one not make her with the remnant of the Ruach? Then what is the one seeking? Offspring of God. So protect your spirit. Do not betray the wife of your youth. For I hate divorce, says Adonai, the God of Israel. And the one who covers his garments with injustice, says Adonai Sabaoth. So protect your spirit. Do not act treacherously. You wearied Adonai with your words. Yet you say, how did we weary him? When you say, everyone doing evil is good in the sight of Adonai, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice? Malachi chapter 3. Behold, I am sending my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. Suddenly, he will come to his temple, the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant, the one whom you desire. Behold, he is coming, says Adonai Sabaoth. Who can endure the day of his coming? Or who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire and like soap for cleaning raw wool. And he will sit as a smelter or a purifier of silver. And he will cleanse the sons of Levi and purify them like gold or silver. Then they will become for Adonai those who present an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to Adonai as in the days of antiquity and years of old. Then I will draw near to you in judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, those who extort a worker's wage or oppress the widow or an orphan, those who mislead a stranger. They do not fear me, says Adonai Sabaoth. For I am Adonai, I do not change. So you, children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your ancestors, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Adonai Sabaoth. Yet you say, how should we return? Will a man rob God? For you are robbing me, but you say, how have we robbed you? In the tithe and the offering. You have been cursed with the curse, yet you keep robbing me, the whole nation. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, then there will be food in my house. Now test me in this, says Adonai Sabaoth. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing for you until no one is without enough, I will rebuke the devouring pest for you, so it will not destroy the fruit of your land, nor will your vine be barren in the field, Adonai Sabaoth says. All the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says Adonai Sabaoth. Your words against me grievous, says Adonai. Yet you say, what did we say against you? You say serving God is worthless. Also, what good is it that we kept his service or that we walked as mourners before Adonai Sabaoth? So now we are calling the proud blessed. Those who practice iniquity are built up, Indeed, they have tested God and escaped. Then those who revere Adonai spoke with each other, and Adonai took notice and heard, and a scroll of remembrance was written before him for those who revere Adonai, even those who esteem his name. So they shall be mine, says Adonai Savo. In the day, I will make my own special possession. So I will spare them as one spares his son serving him. Then you will return and distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace when all the proud and every evildoer will become stubble. The day that is coming will set them ablaze, says Adonai Savuot, leaving them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Then you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. You will trample on the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I am making, says Adonai Sefuot. Remember the Torah of Moses, my servant, whom I commanded at Horeb, statutes and ordinances for all of Israel. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of fathers to the children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Else I will come and strike the land with utter destruction. Let us stop rushing through the food that God gives us, which is his word. I encourage each and every one of us to slow down and to savor his word. Keep coming back and keep reading and rereading over and over again. Like a child who begs their parent to read the same story every night. The Holy Scriptures will bring nourishment to our spirits and vitality to our minds and souls. Yeshua tried to explain this to the Judeans in John 6, but the people who had become disconnected from the Torah since the days of Malachi, dull of hearing and malnourished from the truth, Yeshua's words sounded like nonsense. We will take a break after the book of Malachi, and when we return, we will explore Ezra and Nehemiah. Thank you all for coming. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining us on our journey through Trei Asar, the 12 prophets. Join us each week as we look in detail at each of the 12 prophets. In the words of Malachi, then those who revere Adonai spoke with each other, and Adonai took notice and heard, and a scroll of remembrance was written before him for those who revere Adonai, even those who esteem his name. So they shall be mine, says Adonai Savuot. In the day I will make my own special possession, so I will spare them as one spares his son serving him. Malachi 3:16 through 17.